The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the holiday season, and Famous Footwear is stocked with all the styles your family wants from the brands you love at prices that fit everyone's list. Shop the comfiest Hey Dude shoes and coolest Crocs, or snag the perfect pair of Bearpaw boots and slippers. Plus, for a limited time, find the latest Nike styles for the whole family at savings of up to 30% off. Shop Famous.com or bring the whole family into a Famous Footwear near you and spread some cheer this holiday season with the gift of famously great shoes. Valid on select styles.
Back here atop Searcy Lion Arena, I'll check some stats for you on the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Jayla Yonkers has 7 points, 2 points and technical for Anna McCarn, 2 points for Livy Fosnes, and Lakin Moore has 2 points. Been a real low-scoring game. Bliss Miller, 2 points. Kaylin Beams got 3 points, 4 points Kennedy Churchill. Let's see, 6 points for J.C. Cook, and then 6 points for Abby Grace Cunningham. That's been all the scoring, 25-16. Lady Bombers trail at halftime of this one. Pleased to be joined at halftime by the winning coach in the last game, Coach Josh Fulcher. Good win today.
Thank you, Deacon. I appreciate that. You know, this
welcome back, by the way.
Yeah,
missed you.
Welcome back. Good to be back. Good to be. It's a beautiful arena we're in here. And, you know, this first half girls game, it's anytime you get two really good teams and programs battling out, you see low scoring. And this is two really defensive-minded coaches getting after it. And you know, good ball game here. Cabot kind of stretching it out a little bit, but I expect our girls going to make some adjustments and come out here this second half. But it's two really good basketball teams on the floor right now.
So give us a quick recap. You kind of saw a little bit of everything. You had four dudes in double figures. You got really surprised me, but it didn't surprise me. Dover about tore the rim off there toward the end of that game, and that kind of was the final nail in the coffin.
Yeah, you know, I was talking I was actually talking to one of his football coaches, last night about him. I said, you know, he is starting to move better, you know, kind of getting his coordination and some of his explosiveness, you know, just going transitioning from one sport to another. He's starting to get moving around a lot better basketball wise. And yeah, he's a dang animal.
He's
and,
a dude.
He's really green, you know, really basketball wise. He's really, you know, kind of in the infant stages of being a basketball player, but he's at the high end of being a great athlete, a great kid, and a hard worker. And it's just, our program got better when Dover came in, and we're so happy, and we expect big things from him. He's still got a long ways to go, but yeah, he's an athlete and he's an animal, and he got to show that a little bit tonight.
So again, had four different players in double figures. You got to imagine if you get production like that, you'll have a good chance no matter who you play.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the way it should be. We got a lot of guys that can put the ball in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a really offensive gifted team, you know, and at any night. You know, we can have we got four tonight. We could have a complete different four tomorrow night,
yeah.
You know, cause we got that many guys that can score and put the ball in the hole and you're right. And when the scoring is balanced, we are going to be tough to beat. And, And, you know, what I liked about, you know, Newport poses some major problems for us. You know, there's some quickness and some guys that there's some skill. You know, the Chatton kid, we're really familiar with him. You know, a really, really outstanding player that came from Russellville last year. And we knew the number 11 was a really talented player. And then the Wren kids, 1 and 2. You know, Newport had a really nice team. They're kind of what we matched up the best with them guard-wise. Usually we're never able to actually defend somebody that we can look eye-to-eye with them. And I'm saying my 1s and 2s.
Yeah.
And it was nice to have somebody that we can kind of get down and you know, they weren't towering over us. The key to it was, could we keep these guys in front of us?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we did a solid job on that. We needed to clean up some stuff on rebounds, but golly, there's so many opportunities. We're getting our hands on the balls, and we just knock it out of each other's mm-hmm. hands, and Newport's there to clean it up.
Almost crashing too hard.
Yeah, and so you live with those things.
Yeah,
we'll take that. We want our guys. But you just like for us to be able to secure those things. But I thought Dover, you're speaking on Dover earlier, when he came in, you know, the rebound advantage definitely swayed in our advantage because he's a big wide body.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we need, depending on the matchup and all those things, that determines really a lot of these guys of where we need them and how much we use them and all that stuff. But, you know, there's definitely a need for that on our team.
Coach, I appreciate the time. Good job today. Go get them tomorrow.
Deacon, I appreciate it. You know, again, this is a beautiful arena, yeah. Great night of basketball. Looking forward to this excellent second half of this Lady Bombers game, and then look forward to visiting with you tomorrow. We've got an outstanding Cabot boys team at 1:30, and then our girls is going to play Southside, I believe, after us.
Uh-huh.
So a lot more good basketball coming ahead. So, again, Deacon, appreciate all you do, and everybody at KTLO appreciate everything they do.
Go Bombers. Go Bombers. That is Josh Fulcher, and this has been the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We thank you for joining us for it. We're going to have the second half of action here for you in just a couple of moments. Cabot leading Mountain Home 25-16. We'll take a short little break, bring in the second half. This is Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7, and this has been the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show.
Don't wake up in the middle of the night with icicles hanging from your nose because your heat went out. Call Central Heating and Cooling today if you need a new system or to start a planned maintenance for us to come out and clean and check your unit, change the air filters to ensure your comfort and safety. And as always, our planned maintenance customers are a top priority. Call us today at 425-4717 or visit centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.